I'm Josephine Reed from the National Endowment for the Arts with the Chairman's Corner, a weekly podcast with Mary Ann Carter, Chairman of the Arts Endowment. This is where we'll discuss issues of importance to the arts community and a whole lot more. Last week was a busy time for the Arts Endowment. On Wednesday, April 8th, the agency published its guidelines to distribute $75 million in CARES Act relief funding for arts organizations around the country. Since then, we've had a few developments and updates, and Chairman Mary Ann Carter is here to tell us about them. Hi, Mary Ann. How are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. So tell me what's been going on since the 8th of April.
Listening to you mention April 8th, I can't believe it's only been a week in time. It feels like months ago. Many things have happened and will continue throughout the process, but there are two important updates since last week. First, because so many arts organizations across America look to us for leadership as to how, when, and why CARES Act funding is to be distributed, we have held conference calls with the National Assembly of State Art Agencies and the Americans for the Arts. There are national arts agency partners who have in turn held virtual town hall meetings with state art agencies across the country. And we've also had our own virtual town hall calls with local arts agencies and service organizations from all over America. And second, to address the many questions that our staff is receiving about the guidelines, the agency has answered dozens of emails, returned dozens of phone calls, and posted new FAQs on our website.
Okay, so what's new in these FAQs?
While listeners can view a more comprehensive answer to that question by logging on to arts.gov, in a nutshell, we address two recurring concerns voiced by arts organizations across the country. First FAQ addressed the question as to whether an art organization can apply for a CARES Act grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, while at the same time applying for funding offered by the Small Business Administration. And secondly, we wanted to make sure that art organizations, particularly local arts agencies that are often a department of a municipal government that had received indirect funding from the Arts Endowment, typically through their state arts agency, but did not receive direct funding, knew what to expect from the CARES Act.
Let's take that one at a time. First of all, can applicants for the CARES Act grants from the Arts Endowment also apply for funding from the Small Business Administration?
As long as the applicant is not double claiming a specific individual salary, the answer is yes. Of course, we urge applicants to contact the SBA directly to address other specific questions they may have.
And what about the second question? What about grantees that have received indirect funding from the Arts Endowment? Are they eligible for CARES funding?
No, they're not. In order to distribute CARES Act funding as quickly as possible to save as many jobs as possible, the agency limited the potential universe of CARES Act grant applicants to a manageable size, given the limited resources that we have to distribute under the legislation. And it's also important to note that arts organizations that are not otherwise eligible for CARES Act funding from the National Endowment for the Arts should immediately reach out to their state art organizations and in some areas their local arts agencies to apply for re-granted funds.
And they can also reach out to the Small Business Administration.
Yes, and to the SBA.
And what about local arts agencies? How do they fit into the CARES Act?
Local art agencies are not protected or even recognized under federal law. Nevertheless, in the case of the Arts Endowment distributing CARES Act funding to local arts agencies, there are, I think, about 100 across the country that are eligible under our guidelines to apply for a direct grant. And then there are, about 9 other local art agencies that are eligible to be re-granters on their own because they had on their own received direct funding from the Arts Endowment at some point over the past 4 years.
And Mary Ann, the arts lost a friend last week, and she was a dear, dear friend to the Arts Endowment. And I'm talking about Diane Rodriguez, who, of course, you knew quite well.
It was a very sad week. Diane passed away on Good Friday, and she wasn't just a good friend to the National Endowment for the Arts, but she had become a good, close, personal friend of mine. You know, I remember every time the council met, the National Council on the Arts. As you know, we meet 3 times a year. She was always so much fun and so uplifting. And, you know, she was an actress and a producer and brought the voices of the Latino and the Latina communities alive and was such an advocate to make sure those voices were heard. Diane's passing is such a huge loss to the National Council on the Arts, and it's such a great loss to the theater community, but it's really a tremendous loss to the overall arts community.
Yeah, I would agree. She was a lovely, vibrant woman, and she'll be missed.
She will be.
Marianne, thank you so much. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Joe.
That was Chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts, Marianne Carter. Again, the guidelines to apply for CARES funding, including eligibility requirements, application review, and frequently asked questions, are on our website, arts.gov. I'm Josephine Reed. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.